I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, August 23. Coming up, government resolute in its 10-point ICT plan, over 2,600 persons trained in restorative justice techniques, and children urged to speak out against social ills affecting Jamaica. The news in detail after the break.
If I can't tell them you up, make sure you go get them down. That is how we are go trace them, identify them, tap it and trace it. Prevent disease from spreading, your health is worth defending. Tap it and trace it. You know my thing, I tag them with my help. Put the code even out of style. Tap it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
Now the news. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is currently in San Francisco, California, meeting with representatives from American technology mega companies Google, Airbnb, and Uber Technologies, Inc. A recent press release from the ministry says the meetings will focus on promoting the UNWTO-GOJ World Bank Conference on Jobs and Inclusive Growth, scheduled for November 27 to 29 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. The minister met with Airbnb reps on August 23, seeking to advance discussions regarding an MOU signed with the government in December 2016 to augment and drive growth within the tourism industry. The minister is slated to meet with senior executives at Google on August 24 to determine digital best practices for using data to attract tourists to Jamaica more efficiently. He will subsequently meet with senior representatives from ride-sharing technology company Uber Technologies, Inc., headquartered in San Francisco. The minister is expected to return to the island on August 27. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the government remains resolute in its 10-point Information and Communications Technology ICT plan to improve efficiency in government. The plan, he says, will not only optimize operations within the different ministries, departments and agencies, but also informs the processes being undertaken to bolster the citizen-government relationship going forward.
And we will be doing this by ensuring greater openness in government, by making more information available online, by ensuring that government will have more records and business processes digitized for greater administrative efficiency.
Dr. Wheatley was speaking at Tuesday's launch of 29 new Xerox products at the Spanish Court Hotel in New Kingston. The Ministry of Justice is reporting that 2,620 persons have been sensitized on restorative justice techniques during the months of April and June. This as part of ongoing efforts to steer more criminal matters away from the courts, thereby reducing the current case backlog. Restorative justice seeks to resolve minor disputes before they get to the court system level, with the use of conferences featuring offenders, victims, and community residents. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says members of the public may request the establishment of a restorative justice conference to resolve a dispute by contacting the ministry.
This is a program that has really been pushed by this ministry because we know that restorative justice can play a major role and definitely have an impact in your daily engagement, in your daily interactions to make Jamaica a better place.
Nine restorative justice centers have been opened island-wide since the passing of the Restorative Justice Act in 2016. And chairman of the Child Advisory Panel of the Child Development Agency, Matthew McHale, is urging children across Jamaica to utilize all available channels to let their voices be heard in efforts to address the social ills affecting Jamaica. Speaking at the third staging of the Child Development Agency's National Children's Summit earlier today, Mr. McHale says the future of the country is in the hands of Jamaican children, who must therefore develop the confidence to speak out against challenges and injustices facing society.
I say to you, believe in yourself, knowing that what lies within us is the power to make a change and to tap in all that is good and right about Jamaica. I want you to say with me, let it start with me.
The National Child Summit, which was held under the theme Children, Securing a Brighter Future Today for Tomorrow, is among several initiatives geared at promoting child participation in national affairs. The recommendations arising from the summit are slated to be presented to the Ministry of Education for deliberation. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.